one very distinctive thing that Susan O'Brien has done for Gastronaut is to bring us consistent poetry. I don't mean consistent as opposed to erratic poetry, but giving us a consistent dose, a continued dose. And this started off when we decided we were missing out on things poetic and invited several people to participate in the show. And before long, we had decided, well, Susan, will you please keep on coming? And what have you Thank got you. For us today?
Well, I've got some all sorts for you today. Starting off, the dietary advice about what to eat and what to avoid and how much to eat can be truly bewildering, especially when accepted wisdom reverses and dietary goodies turn into baddies. So here we have the dietary quick step. Protein's in and fat is out. Change your partners, twirl around. Fat is back, now sugar's black. Do the dietary quick step. Gotta eat to stay alive. Food is how you do it. Food is what you gotta eat. Sugars, starches, fat and meat. You are what you eat, they say. Get that food and eat it up. Pick it, chew it, swallow down. When you get too big by far, change your partner, twirl around. Work those muscles, lose that fat. Do the dietary quick step. Now, just continuing on with fat, we have a very complicated relationship with fat. We evolved to have it, can't exist without it, but it's said to be our modern-day plague. So here's a little riff on fat. Good fat, bad fat, saturated, fatuated, roly-poly, oily, oily. Low fat, no fat, mono, poly, soft fat, hard, beef fat, lard. Fat in organs, quite extraneous. Rubens rolls are subcutaneous. Clean fat, mean fat, in-between fat. Fat that's hard to carry round. Fat that parts you from your clothes. Rolls to cling to in the rut. High fat, thigh fat, gut fat, butt. Extreme wealth fat, threatens health fat. White fat, brown fat, upside down fat. Fat for famine, fat from feast. Fat that feeds you in the night. Fat that's winter's precious hoard to warm you up, to thwart the freeze. Now, perhaps if we could leave dietary confusion behind, there's nothing more satisfying than growing, harvesting, cooking, and then eating food if we go about it the right way and at the right pace. So this is slow food. Keep the sourdough mother topped up and place on a warm windowsill. Punch the dough down, then cover until doubled in bulk. Let the batter settle. Whip the egg whites into stiff peaks before folding into the mixture. Refresh the salad in iced water until celery curls and radishes form roses. Allow the meat to rest for 20 minutes before carving. Finally, open the wine and let it breathe. If that fails, give it mouth to mouth. Now, I think every cook has several key ingredients that they could never exist without, that are absolute basics in the kitchen. For me, they are oil, eggs, and sugar. I think these are all foods that transform texture. So here is the good oil. Now, this is olive oil. And we all know that olive oil is the hero of the Mediterranean diet, which is the one diet that seems to be unassailable. Olea europaea, Mediterranean ancient. The grove, the tree, the crop, the pick, the crush, the slurry, First press beryl, liquid gold to follow, unctuous, lubricious, delicious. Olio verde, extra virgin, cold pressed, cool stored, green in green glass. Olio, olio, culinary magic. Salad, sauté, simply slurp it. Fruity on the nose, pepper on the palate. Olio, olio, lingual velvet. And here's the other ingredient that contributes to velvet in food. A good egg. A good fresh egg cracks hard, with no crumbling shell. The trembling white hangs together like a jellyfish. The yolk, a golden miracle, is suspended in the middle by a secret shock absorber stretched inside from pole to pole. A perfect meal, but not a perfect sphere. Its very eccentricity is the key to life's first breath. Even as the chicken struggles out, the air sac at the end fills its first gasp. A bad egg deserves no mention. And here we come to the wicked ingredient that also transforms texture. Sugar. Sugar, sugar, sweet treat, soft sifter, shape shifter. Spin it, heat it, brulee, beat it. Crystals fuse to caramel, fairy floss syrup, toffee, fudge. Sugar baby, sweet seduction, sneak that sugar, save till last. Now getting on to fruit, my two favourite fruits are both from the Mediterranean. They ripen in the late autumn and they're very, very skilled at protecting their treasured contents. Quinces are the really lumpy, unpromising looking fruit, but they really repay extra care. Quinces, fruit of Smyrna. Quince is no tender cultivar. Deep in a dry gully, the yellow deepens, the skin toughens, the brown fluff thickens. The stone cells round the core form rocks. The flavour is deep promise. Quinces seek no flattery, and patience is rewarded. Gently rub off all the fluff, pack into a heavy pot, add some sugar, enough water, simmer slow for nearly ever. Your reward will always be deepest ruby, fulsome flavour. Whether that's pot roasted quince or quince paste, we all know the intensity of that flavour. Pomegranates. Shining spring leaves guard the dancers. Slender, sculpted sepals studded with gold, flaring red petticoats of crushed silk. Skirts fade and fall. Slim bodies swell to polished scarlet summer orbs with calyx coronets. Inside, unseen, facets align. Colour deepens, jewels of flavour. Perfectly packed in a leather pouch of deep magenta. Regal fruit of Carthage, garnet apples hanging on against the winter. Now, to finish, we're all familiar with those columns which deal in hopes and dreams and self-revelation, personals. So this is a variation called wine personals. Exuberant aged red of unfathomable depths, with gunpowder nose and grippy tannins, seeks. Shy but sultry companion with silky mouthfeel, for spicy, harmonious interchange and extended follow-through. Elegant bubbly with frisky floral notes and delicate undertones of tuna seeks bold, full-bodied cab sav with overtones of leather and flint, lingering licorice and assertive finish.
Thank you very much, Susan. What a wonderful collection. What a wonderful performance.
Well, that was straying on the wine turf with that last one.
And what an array of foods. That's wonderful. We so much appreciate what you've been doing for us on Gastronaut.
Thank you.